Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. I'm Manu Weff, he's Stefan Bienkowski. How's it going, Stefan?
Yeah, very, very well indeed. Looking forward to a Super Sunday of German football.
It's even advertised like that by the Bundesliga.com official homepage.
Yeah, I saw that
they
email.
Stole it
yeah.
from us, 100%.
Someone's listening. Someone's listening.
Oh, yeah. I am pretty sure someone's listening. Hello. yeah, it should be a really fascinating match day. I'm personally looking forward to it. It's fun. It's all on Sunday. Hmm. Is this match day 10 already? Yes, it is. So it's a magic match day because, to quote longtime co-host Chris Williams, it's after match day 10 when you really need to look at the table and you get a first kind of sense where we are at, because almost a third is played, right? And we do know one thing for sure, that at this end of the match day, either Freiburg or Union Berlin are going to be first.
Yes,
that's 100% given, which is crazy. Neither Bayern or Dortmund can be first after this match day, which is an interesting little subplot that we have here. And I think we should probably jump straight into our predictions right after this break.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. Football is back, and Bet Online remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. And as your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag, betonline.ag, to join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
So yeah, Stefan, I meant to ask you, and usually we do this before the pod, what's your match of the day?
Oh, good question. Well, I mean, we both have to kind of pick one from the Sunday, yeah. I guess, don't we?
Yeah.
So I'll go with Union Berlin versus Dortmund.
Fantastic.
Should we start with that? Or
no.
Okay,
people
you give yours.
To listen to the very end.
Okay, great. Go for it.
It's good that you picked that one, because I'm going to go for Bayern against Freiburg. Usually we figure this stuff out off the pod, but, you know, might as well get a glimpse behind the curtain here for our listeners. And I'm picking Bayern against Freiburg because I went to Freiburg. I think it's a good time to talk about it. Anyhow, we do start with the Friday match. And you know, that's actually quite an intriguing one. Schalke against Hoffenheim on Friday afternoon. And Schalke could be the next team with a coaching change.
Yeah, they absolutely could. We had a listener actually a few weeks ago suggest they should have changed, and we kind of dismissed it, but it was absolutely spot on because it's been terrible since then. And I think this isn't going to get any better. Going for a 2-0 win for Hoffenheim, who themselves haven't been great recently, I must admit. They had a really good start to the season, but they've kind of stuttered a wee bit in the last couple of weeks. But I think Schalke should prove to be a great palate cleanser for them. So yeah, I've gone for 2-0 win for Hoffenheim.
So have I. I went for a 2-0 win for Hoffenheim as well. There's talk about a bunch of players revolting against Kramer on his playing style. Too many long balls. So yeah, this is going to be hugely fascinating, and probably going to be a win for Hoffenheim. Good way to start off the match day, because we might talk about a firing on the weekend rather than actual football on TV. But yeah. So, okay, let's jump to Saturday. And kind of surprised by the scheduling a little bit. Frankfurt and Leverkusen both playing on Saturday, even though they were in action midweek. I guess because they both were disadvantaged in the same way. So the Bundesliga decided, okay, well, we might as well give them both a Saturday fixture. Rather than an extra day. Okay, fair enough. I went here for a 2-2 draw. I'm really looking forward to this game, actually. Usually when, you know, sometimes I decide to sleep in on a Saturday morning, but I definitely will get up for this one. I think I'm curious to see how Alonso is further progressing with this team after having had some time to work with them. And I'm also curious to see how Frankfurt rebound from another Europa League, Champions League fixture. And I think both those teams have been very hard to predict after European fixtures. So I'm going for a 2-2 draw here.
Yeah, I'm not far off you, but I think Leverkusen will probably sneak a win here. I know it's foolish to kind of base a Frankfurt result on how they did in the previous game, because they seemed to just be so hot and cold, but I just thought they were so poor against Tottenham, and I think Leverkusen have kind of turned a corner under Alonso. They were very good last weekend, outstanding actually, and despite losing to Porto, I actually thought they looked quite good in for large parts of it. So yeah, I think Leverkusen probably have too much for Frankfurt in this game, so I'm going for a 2-1 win.
All right, I'll see. Next, Wolfsburg against Gladbach. I went for a 2-1 Gladbach win here.
Oh,
I know the Wolfsburg have a little bit on a run, but Gladbach, sixth in the table, looking good.
Yeah, exactly. I've gone for the same one, actually. I was very close to say Wolfsburg could take points from this game, and they very easily could, but
yeah.
I actually think Gladbach have kind of low-key been one of the more impressive teams in the Bundesliga this season. Mm-hmm. I think Daniel Farke's done a really good job there, or who I keep referring to him in my articles is Favre, because I don't know if it's like some sort of Freudian slip or my computer's just auto-correcting, but I keep referring to him as Favre, unfortunately. But yeah, I think Gladbach look like a very solid team right now. They looked incredible last weekend as well against Cologne. So yeah, I think that'd be too much for Wolfsburg. So I've gone for 2-1 as well.
Okay, so up next, Stuttgart against Bochum. Bochum had their new manager bounce last week under Lech, beating Frankfurt, surprisingly. And Stuttgart, and we talked about this in depth in our main show earlier this week. This is the one not behind the paywall. So if you're interested in this, listen back to that. Have released Matarazzo, and they're going with an interim coach for the moment. So I'm not sure we're going to get a new manager bounce here yet. But on the other hand, I do think Stuttgart are better than Bochum. On paper, at least. So I went for a 2-0 Stuttgart win. So I guess I am going for a new manager bounce for Stuttgart. So yeah, 2-0 Stuttgart.
That's interesting. I don't think either of these teams are going to be up to much, to be perfectly honest with you. I know Bochum did kind of bounce back last week, and Stuttgart might kind of bounce because they got rid of their head coach. But I think we're still talking about two of the poorest teams in the league, and I've gone for a very, very drab 0-0 draw.
Interesting. All right. So Stefan saying this game is not a game to watch. Last time he did this, it turned out to be a spectacle.
That's very true.
Speaking of spectacles, this next game could be a spectacle. Werder Bremen against Mainz. In my newsletter, wrote that Freiburg are the other high-flying team in German football. And I meant Union, that they're being overshadowed by Union. Bremen probably at the moment are feeling that they're being overshadowed by Union Berlin and Freiburg. So they're the other high-flying team in German football. And I think it's going to continue with a 3-0 win against Mainz.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, actually. I think I mean, Bremen have been outstanding. We actually had someone ask a question on the bonus pod, which we didn't get to, about, you know, how are Bremen doing so well? And I actually wrote a piece on it a few last week saying they keep doing this incredible tactic of just basically throwing everything at this opposing team in the opening 30 minutes. And it continues to work. They did it last... I mean, I wrote this piece and then they go up against Hoffenheim and what do you know, on the 18th minute, 1-0 up. So they're still definitely prone to conceding goals. There's no doubt about that. But I think against a Mainz side that have looked, you know, not fantastic on the road, they've lost the last two games. So I've gone for a 2-0 win for Werder Bremen in this one.
So Werder Bremen's run to the top continues. Goal impact, by the way, calling out all the pundits, Bundesliga pundits, last week by saying we have to pay more attention to them because they have them ranked fourth or fifth in the Bundesliga at the end of the season.
Wow.
Based on the players that they have. And
wouldn't that be just incredible if they finished fourth?
Jesus, could you imagine, like, straight back to the Champions League? I mean, in fairness, when I grew up, Werder were always in the Champions League.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it'd be a lovely return to good old days.
Yeah, maybe you just needed a year in the second division to sort it all out. I mean, this is totally off topic, and I'm going to keep it brief, but they're running two really hot strikers as well right now. And that really helps you. And there's not that, both of them German too, so we might actually see them in Qatar. Which, of course, could also derail this entire Bremen thing because the World Cup might derail a few teams. But we'll get to that at some point. Anyhow, the big Sunday fixture is going to be much bigger than this one. That's the 9:30 a.m. kickoff if you're on the West Coast, 12:30 if you're on the East Coast, midday evening for everyone in Europe. That's Leipzig against Hertha. And I've gone for a 2-1 Leipzig win in this game.
Can we call this a derby?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Hertha obviously have Union Berlin, but I'm always kind of tempted to say that we should lump Leipzig in with the Berlin sides.
Is this the investor derby?
The East German derby. I don't know about that.
Yeah. We'll get tomatoes thrown at you.
I doubt Hertha's ground was in East Germany either, actually.
No, it was in the West. West German team.
Okay, let's just leave it there. I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be a 2-2 draw. I don't think Leipzig look impressive right now. They're perfectly capable of scoring goals. They're not terrible, but defensively, they're a little suspect. And I actually think Hertha Berlin have also kind of looked quite good recently. They got a really impressive 2-2 draw against Freiburg last weekend. A similarly impressive draw against Hoffenheim. And they've actually been drawing so many games, just drawn the last four games, but they've been scoring goals as well. So I think they'll cause Leipzig quite a few problems, to be honest with you. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-2 draw for this one.
Interesting. It's, by the way, 70 minutes by train from Leipzig to Berlin, or the other way around. I've done it many times. So you'll see a lot of traveling supporters, that's for sure. Not sure we can call it a derby yet, though. I'll see. Up next is Köln against Augsburg. I've gone for a 2-1 Köln win here, but I really struggle to put this down, like put a result down for this. I know Augsburg have been doing quite well recently. Köln are kind of trending the other direction. So this could very well also end in a draw, but I went for a winner here. And I think Köln is just going to edge this one.
Okay. I've gone for the opposite way, actually. I think Augsburg have been really quite impressive so far. They've actually got the fourth best away record in the league so far this season. They picked up 3 wins. And they just kind of seem to be kind of getting on with things. They're actually leveling points with Cologne right now, and they're undefeated in the last 4. And I don't know, I totally agree with you. There's something about Cologne right now that just isn't working. That spark isn't there. I'm sure it'll click back into gear at some point, but they just kind of look like they're kind of drifting around without much to play for. So, yeah, I've gone for Augsburg to steal this one with a cheeky 1-0 win.
Interesting. It is, they are completely next to each other, 9th and 10th. So a drop mid-table fixture on a Sunday, early Sunday afternoon. Now we're getting to Super Sunday. And this next one is your match of the week, as it was announced earlier in this podcast. What's your prediction here, Stefan?
Yeah, so I think this is going to be a really tricky game, to be honest with you, to predict, because obviously Union Berlin are top of the table, but they're still kind of, the form has kind of dipped a little bit recently. They obviously had quite surprising 2-0 defeat to Frankfurt a few weeks ago. They only just scraped by very poor Stuttgart side. But I think in a fixture like this, it would be the best thing for them in terms of galvanizing that team. It will kind of push them to kind of get back to their former form. And I think perhaps more than anything else, they'll be up against a Dortmund team that are just kind of full of holes and full of problems, especially on the road this season. They've already lost 2 of 4 games. And I just kind of feel like, unless Jude Bellingham is dragging this Dortmund side forward, they don't really have a lot of answers when teams pose questions to them. I think we're still waiting for Daniel Malen and Adeyemi to kind of get going. Mokoku's done quite well, but there's just still a lot not really working for this Dortmund team. And I think it'd be very typical to, go and get a result against Bayern, but then kind of stumble the next week. So I've actually gone for, I think it's going to be a 2-2 draw. I could have very easily gone for Union Berlin for this one, to be honest with you. I don't have much confidence in Dortmund winning this game for some reason, which probably means they will, but yeah.
I have a 2-2 draw as well. The Bellingham one is interesting because people keep saying that he's dragging them to victories, and that's true. He hasn't scored in the Bundesliga since January.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, he's very prolific in the Champions League, but he's not been prolific in the Bundesliga at all.
Which may be because he gets more space in the Champions League because they're playing teams that are far more attacking.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he's just more motivated there. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
And people are obviously abroad are paying a lot more attention to his progress in the Champions League and completely ignoring the fact that he hasn't actually been great in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, I think since Royce has stepped out of his team through injury, I think he's played a far more important role in the final third. It's almost like he's played a more attacking role. And I thought it was quite interesting, the Bayern game, that he was undoubtedly targeted by Bayern to try and keep him quiet, but he just ended up being everywhere in that game. To the extent they could have and probably should have been sent off for that kind of challenge on Davies at the end of the second half. But
yeah,
I think he is playing a more attacking role in this team because Royce isn't there. But that goes to show just how little Malen and Adeyemi have done recently. They just seem to be really struggling to kind of put together some really decent run of form.
Adeyemi was super poor against Sevilla.
Yeah. Really,
his decision-making was atrocious.
Yeah, and the thing is, he came on, he did quite well against Bayern, and I've seen Malen play very well. I remember the Riviera Derby, I thought Daniel Malen was outstanding, but neither of them really seems capable of tying down any sort of consistency, so it's very interesting, but yeah, I'm not really holding out hope that they'll be able to put Berlin to the sword, or Union Berlin to the sword.
Adeyemi has to watch it too. He's on the cusp, from what I'm hearing, to maybe not make the national team for Qatar. Sort of like similar to what happened to Sunny ahead of 2018. So he has to, maybe it is also something that they're putting out there to, you know, give him a kick in the ass. Some players need that, but it is something to keep an eye on, I think. Then the next game of the Super Sunday, and the first one we both predicted as to be a 2-2 draw. This is my match of the week. Went to Freiburg last week. It's a gorgeous city. Really loved it. Everyone should visit it. It's a lot less hipster than hipsters abroad maybe think it is. I try to convey that a little bit in my piece, that it is actually far more down-to-earth, hardworking principles that make this team work and this club grow. And they have grown significantly over the last few years. And I think they're here to stay in the long term. But this year they have been on a phenomenal run, and they would probably be the story of the Bundesliga if Union Berlin weren't around. And I think, Stefan, they're going to hold Bayern Munich to a 1-1 draw here. And I'm thinking that because I think Jamal Musiala and Thomas Müller might be missing this game.
Yeah. I've gone for a 2-1 win for Bayern in this game. Not entirely sure why, to be honest with you, because I kind of agree with you. Bayern haven't been outstanding, and Freiburg have actually been very good on the road so far. So yeah. Everything kind of points to Freiburg causing an upset in this game. But there's just something that makes me think that as well as Dortmund kind of dropping points earlier in the day, it just feels to me this could be a very Bayern thing for them to somehow edge away out of this. So while I said I don't really have any hope or expectation that Dortmund will be able to get a result against Union Berlin, there's something at the back of my head that's saying to me, yeah, Bayern will probably play terribly and somehow find a way to pick up 3 points in this game and somehow find a way to finish the weekend ahead of Dortmund, even though they technically are already on goal difference. But that's just like what my gut's telling me. But I would not be surprised at all if Freiburg were to take a draw from this game. And it's going to be two outstanding games of football. I think that's just worth pointing out as well. You know, regardless of the result, I think it's going to be four teams who are going to absolutely smash themselves into each other.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Sunday moniker is bang on. It's a very fitting term, I think, to describe what we're going to experience on Sunday. There's some good games on Saturday. The Frankfurt-Leverkusen one stands out, right? Leipzig-Hertha is interesting. I think the Friday game could be quite fascinating too because of the storylines that could come out of it. But Sunday is just going to be immense. And if it turns out the way I think it turns out, will be just where we are now.
Yeah, nothing will change.
Nothing will change. With the exception of Werder Bremen being in there mix all of a sudden as well. Which,
well, that's the thing. Do you know what? If that's the crazy thing in this league this season so far. If Werder Bremen win on Saturday, they go above Bayern and Dortmund. And you know, that means on Sunday, Bayern Munich and Dortmund wake up looking at that league table and they see Union Berlin, Freiburg, and recently promoted Werder Bremen above them.
And Gladbach. And that's just, if Gladbach and, yeah, too.
And Gladbach as well, yeah. So the pair of them could be out of the top four before
in
a ball's
fact,
even kicked them.
Hoffenheim too. Hoffenheim could jump them as well.
Yeah, Frankfurt.
There's three teams that could jump them on Saturday and Friday.
Frankfurt can as well, I think, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, they can.
Yeah, wow. So they could actually find themselves sitting 7th and 8th.
Wow.
Which does kind of change things a wee bit when you think about like what kind of pressure these two head coaches are under. Because it's one thing to say, oh, okay, we're 3rd or we're 4th and we're a couple of points behind 1st. If you finish the league, if you finish the match day in 7th or 8th place in your Bayern or Dortmund, that's when people start to panic.
Yeah. Yeah, even Köln could be even on points with them, or Augsburg. But mental. It's going to be very. The Saturday is going to be very interesting.
That's why we love it.
Yeah, I think that the Friday and Saturday is going to be a fascinating build up to what we're going to experience on Sunday. Because of everything that we've just pointed out, there's tons of storylines that are developing, whether it's Schalke maybe potentially firing the head coach, and all these other teams jumping into the top four. And 5 potentially. And you could very well wake up on Sunday morning and Bayern and Dortmund being 7th and 8th. So yeah, it's going to be a fantastic weekend. And with that in mind, this show is always brought to you by Bet Online. Thanks again, everyone, for signing up to the newsletter. Stefan, I feel like these match reports we do from stadiums are a hit. So when we are going to games, we'll continue to do them because you appreciate them. We appreciate that you appreciate them and signed up for them. And anything else final that you want to add before we wrap this up?
No, just to say once again that this is in association with Get German Football News. Yes. These guys do a great job of putting together our predictions every week. They're keeping tabs on who's doing well. I haven't looked at it out of fear. But
I'm 9 points ahead.
Well, that's why I haven't looked. But yeah, some great guys over there. So make sure you give them a follow on Twitter, because they do a great job of covering the main news lines on German football every day. So there's a great news service for any German football fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And give them a follow on Twitter as well. Yeah, that's it from us. Until next week, auf Wiedersehen.
Ende in Sicht.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean interior paint and primer in one offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big.